We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
1:35 and Jamie joins us. We were just having a wide variety conversation that ranged from how to extend the life of cereal. And that got us into Tupperware. Our Tupperware party is still a thing.
No.
You don't think so?
I don't think so. Are they? I mean, you can buy all that stuff on Amazon now or at the grocery store.
That's what a texter is very strong in saying. Tupperware doesn't exist. You can buy stuff like Tupperware at the store.
Yeah.
But then another texter says, no, Mills Fleet Farm. Of course, you can get anything at Mills Fleet Farm.
Right.
Right.
Still has a selection of Tupperware, including the cereal bins.
Really?
Yeah. Have any thoughts on Tupperware? Or cereal.
Here are my thoughts. First of all, I should go back to eating cereal because I used to love it, and I probably don't get as much vitamin D because I'm not drinking as much milk as I did when I ate a lot of cereal.
You know what? At the start of the hour, we had on the head of the Minnesota Milk Producers Association. Did you see the news about milk?
What's the news about milk?
Well, the largest company that produces milk declared bankruptcy today because there's been a 40% drop in milk drinkers.
Well, now everybody's got like choices.
Yes.
They've got almond milk. They've got all these other plant-based milks. I don't know. I feel like more people too are talking about being lactose intolerant.
Yes.
Or having issues with dairy.
Dietary stuff, right? I mean, there's so many different diets now that people are on. We call them diets, but you know, you got the Whole 30, you got the keto.
Well, it's like a whole lifestyle.
It's lifestyle situation. Things where people just totally cut that out.
Yeah,
he was contending, though, that all is good with the Midwest dairy farmers because what they're losing in the liquid milk, they're gaining. They're still putting it into cheese and things like that. But, yeah, I mean, we were talking about the marketing in the 80s and 90s, you know, got milk and all the money trying to get people to drink milk. Hasn't worked. Has actually dropped. But, well, I'm glad I've informed you about the current situation.
I feel like, you know what I love about our jobs, actually, Adam, is that don't you feel like you have a little bit of information about a lot of different topics? So
yes.
This will be something that I bring up at the next dinner party. Hey, did you guys know the largest milk producer is going bankrupt?
And people will be like, what?
Exactly.
What? Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
A wise former coworker, I think of both of ours, once said, you don't have to know a lot about one thing. You just got to know a little bit about
a lot of stuff, right?
You know, going from milk to breast facials, I think that's a...
Wait, what?
Yeah, exactly. I think that's a natural transition. Dan handed me this, and he assured me that you'd be good with this conversation. So if you're offended, it's on Dan.
Yeah, I'll take the rap on that one.
What is it?
In my
AARP has an article, as I Google right now.
This
on my
is
desk.
Thayer Gowdy. In my decades as a beauty writer, I've tested out the oddest of trendy treatments. I've been slathered in bird droppings, prodded with electricity, and pierced with teeny tiny needles more times than I can count. But no one has suggested that I subject my breasts to this kind of rigorous experimentation until now. Sia's Beauty on Grand Street included a breast facial in September.
I think we've gone a little overboard.
Why?
Well, first of all,
You mean I shouldn't have brought this up, or you mean the beauty treatments?
I think the beauty treatments. So I Google this. Apparently, there's something called the Girlfriend from AARP.
Okay. What?
And it's like a supplement for women.
Okay.
Is this like for AARP magazine? It says Girlfriend's Guide to Breast Facials: Smooth, Subtle. Supple, rather, youthful. Ladies, we're not talking about your mugs. We're talking about your jugs.
Oh, very nice.
Clever. Clever.
What? What is happening?
That was what I thought. That's why I pulled the story because, you know, of course, the first thing when they see the headline, you see the headline is, oh, wait a minute, what does that mean? But you look at the story and it's like, it's essentially the same kind of facial treatment you use on your face on another part of the woman's anatomy. And it seems we're that obsessed with having smooth skin and perkiness and all this other stuff, that we're going to go to this level?
Oh, this doesn't surprise me in the least.
It doesn't surprise me, but it's just ridiculous.
It doesn't surprise me, but I'm a little...
Taken aback?
Yeah,
I surprised. I mean, honestly, if this was going to be the rage someplace, it would be out in L.A., right? I mean, I...
Right, and I have not heard of this, but I can't wait to call my dermatologist after and see if this is all the rage and we should be doing something about this.
CBS. Oh,
as a story.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, the only thing I can think of is, you know, like I from my youth and stuff have a lot of sun damage on my chest, and I've been concerned about that because it looks like your neck and chest, you know, they have a tendency to age a little bit faster than other places. So like, yeah, okay, moisturize. I didn't know I need micro needling and extra lift gel, according to this, and lasers and computer-aided cosmetology instrument breast treatment with microelectrical impulses to tighten the muscles beneath breast tissue.
I'm glad you're the one reading this, because I clearly didn't do enough research on this before bringing this up with you. But you instantaneously, being the journalist you are.
I went right for Google. The thing I'm going to tell you is, like, if you watch any of the Real Housewives, they're always, like, getting their vaginas done, like, tightened and stuff. It's,
okay,
like, the weirdest thing ever.
Okay.
You guys,
that is the way.
We opened the door.
I'm
100%.
I'm very interested. Right, I get it.
I think there's so much pressure on women that it's like, here's my deal. I'm either going to pick my face or my body. And at this point in my life, I'm picking my face to take care of.
Yeah. I mean, look, somebody just brought in Lindsay Peterson, our program director, just brought in a news, WCCO radio news department photo. That's a beautiful chime, by the way. Is that like an email inbox?
Yeah, it was an email. Sorry.
That's all right. It's good.
Let me turn the volume down.
Somebody lists a listener from the CCO area. Did you just say what I thought you said on the air?
Yeah, I'm sure I'll get some hate mail.
But he brought in a picture of the WCCO radio newsroom from about 2004. And I looked at myself and it's like, you know, I can't even pick. What do I pick, my face or my body? It's all gone to hell anyway. What are you working on? What's the next big story? Where in the world are you headed next?
So this morning we did a story on San Diego State University. This kid, 19 years old, it sounds like was at a frat party, had too much to drink, fell out of his bed, and unfortunately passed away.
Oh my God.
So all 14 fraternities are now shut down at San Diego State University. So we're kind of looking into that because there may be some other cases that have happened. You know, this is rush.
This would have happened, during rush week.
So it sounds like maybe ASAU, there was another student. So we're kind of taking a look at that, just seeing if there's any, just kind of what happened there. Obviously, everybody's watching the DACA situation. We've had a couple large school districts here in Los Angeles that have walked out. So we're keeping our eye on that. And then next week, I am actually headed toward you guys in the Midwest. It's a case I can't really talk about, but I'm going to be doing a 48 hours shoot that will air at a later date in Wisconsin.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Is it like a
very exciting
true crime kind of situation? Can you give me that much?
I mean, it's a murder case.
Oh.
And it's out of Wisconsin, and there's many different twists and turns. And there's been a producer on the ground kind of trying to nail down some key interviews. So I don't want to poke too many holes in that, but yeah, it's very exciting and
very intriguing.
It's very I have wanted to do a 48 hours forever because I find the psychology of these types of cases just fascinating. But so I'm going to be doing that, and then
how different is doing a 48 hours piece from like doing a piece for the nightly news?
Yeah. Oh, it's 100%. It's been so. So I did one spot during the Jamie Kloss case. You guys may remember where I was one segment within the hour.
Yep.
So it was a crash piece. So it was a lot like an evening news piece where you have to kind of gather all the information, and there was news still breaking up until Saturday night when we aired it. So it was still kind of that huge, you know, rush to make sure we got everything right and that this person was talking to us and we secured this interview and that kind of thing. And there were five of us, right, who all had different pieces within that program, whereas this will be a full hour. So I actually the rest of the afternoon I'm probably going to be reading through all the evidence of the case and then starting to take notes on just the different people that have been locked in for interviews and, you know, kind of what they've told police in the past, what has shown up in evidence so far, and that kind of thing, to make sure that I have my questions and stuff ready to go. But it's weeks, if not months, of planning. Yeah. and many producers on the ground trying to piece together key interviews and making contacts. And when it comes to long form stuff, like there's, you know, an interview I do for Evening News can last maybe a half an hour would be a very long interview for the Evening News.
Yep.
And the producer just had, because one of the key people that we needed to interview was going to be going out of town, he locked him in last week, and I was on a different shoot, so I couldn't be there. But he ended up interviewing the guy, and it went 3 hours.
Wow.
So I'm looking through the log right now and having to read
a lot of tape.
Up on all of that, yeah, and what was said and what we might want to use and different things he said that I might want to use in questioning with other people and that kind of thing.
Very
so.
Cool. You know, it's, strangely enough, I think it was like 2 days ago, I was thinking, I'm not going to say which case in case it's the one you're talking about. I don't want to spill the beans. No, but I was thinking about a Western Wisconsin murder case that happened probably 10, 15 years ago, that it was kind of captured the imagination here. And just not a lot. I think it's, you know, with all the podcasts nowadays and different areas where people eat up these true crime stories, this one was ripe for something like that, I think. And I was just thinking,
well, you should send it to me, because if it's Western Wisconsin, I don't think it's what we're talking about.
Oh, okay.
So I'd love it. Send it along. Maybe I can do a twofer.
This was the funeral, Hudson, Wisconsin funeral home murders. It happened, I think, I want to say in like 04.
Oh, I don't remember
this.
It
was a priest. It was the local priest killed a funeral home worker and a guy who was working for him. And it turned out they had information about this priest, you know, being involved with abusing young boys. And then the priest, I think, committed suicide, or excuse me, took his own life. So, yeah,
oh,
that's
wow.
Very intriguing. Yeah, the O'Connell family funeral home, I bet.
All right, I'll be looking that one up.
All right. Well, very cool, Jamie. Thanks so much for putting up with me today in our talk.
Oh,
about
I love it. I'm sorry Chad's off. And you had to do some extra work, but it was lovely chatting with you.
No worries. Always fun to chat with you. And yeah, one last thing. How excited were you that the Gophers beat Penn State?
Oh, my gosh. And then the Vikings won.
Yeah.
I mean, it was like I didn't know what to do with myself.
Crazy.
It was the best. And now Saturday, Iowa.
Yep.
Where am I going to watch? The crazy thing is that we're so far behind in time. So, like, on Saturday morning, it was like, do I watch? Do I not watch? Do I watch? Do I not watch? It's 9 o'clock in the morning.
You can't get up at 9 o'clock to watch a football game?
Well, I don't want to go to a bar at 9 o'clock in the morning to watch a football game.
Nobody looks at you differently. It's okay. I do it all the time. Thanks, Jamie. Appreciate
Bye.
It. Jamie Yuccas.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.